Hey, Whitten again. It's been perceived by Dean and Brother Cled that there's bound to be something deeper than just a difference over writing a letter. And I'm 100% in agreement with what Bob said about the works that we do. I'm 100% in agreement with Mike about the conduct that we are involved in tonight. And I'm 100% in agreement with what Kevin said about serving Christ and doing what the Lord said and all of the other things that he mentioned. This is not just a decision on my part to resign because of difference over a letter. I think everybody should be aware of that. And I would not, under any circumstances, precipitate a meeting like this based on what could be construed as a matter of opinion. I can have my opinion, you can have yours, we can all have ours. That's not anything upon which to cause something like this. For many, many years, in fact, in less than 2 months, I will have been an elder here 15 years. For a great portion of that time, we disagreed over a lot of things. We talked it out, we made a decision, and like whoever it was said, we ought to come out of the elders' meetings with our arms around each other, and that's the way it was. And if you'll remember, those of you in the eldership, on more than one occasion, I made the comment that it was a high privilege to me to be able to serve with this many men who were so compatible that we could discuss the business at hand and emerge, even though we had differences, totally agreed with the decision that was forthcoming. This is a matter of, this meeting was designated as a matter of information. And I need to say that I would not, under any circumstances, precipitate this kind of meeting. And really, I didn't, except for the fact that I resigned, unless it was of a doctrinal nature. To split a church, quote and unquote, is the most horrifying thing a person can do if it's over a matter of opinion. But Kevin, I firmly believe in what I've told you, that we need to work by the Bible. And if this was not a matter that involved the spiritual condition and posture of the Brown Trail Church, this would never happen. I would like very much to stop this meeting. I would like very much to stop all of the feelings that are rampant in this meeting. But my allegiance goes first to the Lord. And if I have to defend the truth at the expense of the thoughts and the positions of some others, then that's what I'll have to do. Peter was beaten because of that, and the other apostles in Acts 5. But nevertheless, I don't want to see Brown Trail damaged either. I would not be in this position if I didn't love Brown Trail with all my heart. I've made this statement so many, many times, that the 2 years that I spent in the school of preaching here from 1967 to 1969 were the hardest years that I've spent. But they were the richest years that I'll ever spend, because I learned what the truth was and the responsibility resting upon the shoulders of every person, every Christian, to contend earnestly for that truth and to defend the truth. And so, yes, Dean, it goes a lot further than just a letter that I wrote. This has been a matter of consternation, confusion, frustration for over 3 years. And were it not for a firm conviction on my part that there have been things that were done that were wrong, that there have been cover-up, and that kind of thing, I would not be here tonight. I need to ask a question, and I hope that you'll answer it. And that is, in your estimation, did Nelda resign?
You want my honest opinion on that, is what you're asking.
That's right.
We had the meeting Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, I had to go to the hospital to make arrangements for the surgery, which was to come about Thursday. I got back out here about 1 o'clock, 1:30, brought the mail in, distributed it, went in my office and sat down. Brother Peterman came in and was sitting there. And all at once, Nelda appeared. Said, well, you guys finally got what you wanted. And one thing led to another, and she finally says, well, I cannot serve under these men. Goodbye. And I took that to be that she was leaving. As a matter of fact, I did not expect her to be here on Thursday morning. I had to go get this eye worked on. And I didn't come back out till Friday. She was still here. I had, in the meantime, had been told that she was using the telephone to disseminate her side, if that's the way to put it. I'm not trying to pass anything off on her, of things that took place. And I think that's verified that that did take place. Finally, there was four elders of us went in to see her, and I asked her if she said that she could not serve under this eldership. She said, well, she might try, or words to that effect. I don't know what her exact words were. So it was at that time then that we said, well, we didn't think we could go with that, and so we suggested she make the evening her final situation. We told her we'd give her 4 weeks' pay, and then we would go from there. Now, that's what happened.
All right. The situation really doesn't fit the action that took place.
Eddie, I heard that, and Brother Peterman heard that. I know what she said. I thought she resigned, and if I would go to a boss in the secular field for whom I was working and make a statement like that, I wouldn't last 10 minutes.
Nelda was working, or else, you see, the point that I'm confused about is that if she resigned, if she meant to resign, if she quit, then why was she back here working?
That I don't know.
Why did it take four elders to go in to tell her that this was her
last
day?
Didn't take four, but we decided not to.
The announcement was made that Nelda resigned.
Nelda
was going.
That wasn't what it said.
Nelda was going to, well, now, I may stand corrected. I was not here Sunday. I was preaching at Crum. But the information that I received said that the announcement was made that Nelda resigned.
It didn't say that.
What was said?
It said that the tenure of Sister Clark terminated as of. Now, do you want to take that she was fired or she quit? You go either way. And she was not fired. We didn't fire her. And we're paying her 4 weeks' pay. She wasn't cut off without anything.
Well, I happen to know that she was going to work long enough until a replacement could be secured for her.
She didn't tell me that. Why didn't she tell me that?
Why did she even come back? Well, my point, this is what I'm getting at. The problem that finally precipitated my resignation, and technically I did resign, but it was not of my own volition. It was not my choice. I resigned under pressure. And if the truth is known, and if the four men that sided together would admit it, I was within moments of being fired myself. Now, the reason for this is not just a matter of opinion, it's not just personality, it's doctrinal. And that is the reason why I say that I had to come here and make this defense. Because I have gone through almost 12 years of just disagreements and things like that, and we were so compatible. But for the last 3 years, a little over, that's not been the case. And there have been charges leveled at me, names applied to me, that I really don't see how I was able to endure it up until this time. But over some charges that were made against me in the meeting Tuesday night, I won't go into all of that, but there was a charge made that I proved to be invalid. And I said, that's not the question. That's not the issue. Another charge was made that you leveled against me of being gone too much. And we showed that that was not valid because of the past history of all of the preachers that we've had the same kind of leeway as far as times would be gone. And then the letter came up. And I said, that's not the issue. The issue is doctrinal. The issue is the way that we approach the matter of Bible authority. And my position is the same as it was the day I was baptized into Christ over 40 years ago. That we need to have Bible authority for what we do. There is a concerted trend in this eldership that's going to take this congregation away from that posture concerning Bible authority. Now, if this is what I'm getting at, the only way to salvage this congregation, as Mac wants and as Bobby wants, and as I want, is for us to select a new set of elders and go from there, reconstruct what we've got. Otherwise, this congregation is going to polarize. It is going to follow a doctrine. I cannot submit myself to the direction that this congregation is taking. David Miller preaches very strong sermons. He minces no words, and he's right down the line. He speaks the truth in love. Johnny Ramsey is the same thing. And I have warned Johnny that one day he's going to have to meet this same decision. Let me make one thing very, very clear. Nelda nor I have made one single solitary phone call to campaign in favor of or try to arouse any kind of support for ourselves or to campaign against the elders or any such thing. I have not picked up my telephone to call a single solitary person.
You may not have. You may not have.
But for every person that has called me, I have the right, just like I did in that letter, to state the facts as I see them. And I have. Now, I have not encouraged anybody to demand that the elders resign. But I have listed alternatives as to what can be done. And that is one of the alternatives. That's the only one that I see by which we can save this congregation. And I'd give my life for this congregation, but not under those terms.
He's talking about authority. talking about authority.
What do you mean authority? What do you mean authority?
That's what you said. I'm just going on what you said.
I'm talking about the approach to Bible authority. How do we determine what we can do and what we cannot do? It's not by what we feel, okay? It's not what will work. It's not meeting the people's needs, their felt needs. It's not the social emphasis. It's how we approach Bible authority. What does the Bible say? No. This is far, far deeper than that letter.
That's kind of like the same thing. I mean, it's kind of like, what?
Hey, we, as a congregation, if they've done something doctrinally wrong, believe me, I want to know about it. I think he wants to know about it. I think Phil wants to know. And I know Dean wants to know about it.
Do I have that privilege or not?
How far back does it go that you're going? Well, I was going to try to keep this within the last 2 weeks.
Well, forget it.